and Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends this year should be a special schus for Gemara Marosi Shehu. So Moshe Veshti Marisol Moshe Mordechai Chavifeg of Asmichal Yisbasia Tinok Ben Esther Michal Soch Shar Chole Yisrael Reb Avram Yosef Ben Chana. We're continuing our Shiulim in Mishlei. Nishmas also says to Batsav Shmuel. Perek Aleph Pasuk Vov. Ketuva Pasuk Lahavin Mashal Melitza. Divrei Chachamim Vichidotam. To understand a Mashal and a Melitza. The words of the Chachamim and their riddles. Nachal Lomdim et Perush Hagra. Al pi Torato shel מרן הגאון רבי מוישה זצ"ל. הגר"א אומר להבין משל המליצה, עכשיו מפרש מה להבין. משל, תורה שבכתב מכנה בשם משל, כי המשל תמיד מוכן, מובן. So, what are we going to understand? We're going to understand משל. What's the משל? The משל is תורה שבכתב. That's the משל. Because משל is always understood. אך הוא לבוש לדוגמסו ועניין פלא. וכן דברי תורה שבכתב הם מובנים, אך נסלבשו בעניין פלאים. תורה is understood, but it's enclosed with wondrous things. There are wondrous things that are hidden in תורה שבכתב. וזהו שצורך להבין המושל, שהוא הלבוש. And then the מליצה is the נמשל. You have to understand the enclosing, and then you have to understand the deeper meaning. דברי חכמים וחידויסם, the words of חכמים and their riddles, ומכאן האגדות חכמים לחידו, and it call, he calls the אגדות of the חכמים a riddle, מפני שדבריהם אינם מובנים, because their words are not understood, כגון, כמו חידו, like a riddle, ויהיה אפשר לחברם, אם לא שיבין התכלס הנובשת בסריך, ואז יבין גם החידו. And you can't understand it if you don't understand the purpose, the tachlitz, the ultimate goal, the meaning that's enclosed within it. Vaz yavin gam achido. And then you'll understand the chido. So divrei chachamim are a chido. They're like a riddle. You have to understand what they're all about. V'chein divrei chachamim hu nimshal, tachlisim shel advarim. So the nimshal is divrei chachamim, and the chida are the dvarim themselves. So you have the mashal, which is Torah shebichsav, and then the melitza, which is what's inside of Torah shebichsav, the pnimius, and then you have the divrei chachamim, which is the nimshal, the tachlis, and the chidois, the riddles, what's inside. As kan medubar al malchei hatfisa b'torah lehavin. So we're talking about tfisis haTorah. Lahavin Torah's Bina. Vuar Bagra, that in Torah Shebichsav, is a mahalach of Mashal and Melitza. Mashal Sipur Dvarim Shiesh lo achiza mitzad atzmo. אלא שבתוכו מולבשים דברים בפנימיות העומדים ביחס לכל מערכת הסיפור. A mashal is a story that you can understand in and of itself, but inside are enclosed all these different things in pnimius, all these encoded messages. The mashal is always a story that's independent, and the melitza is the nimshal, הוצאה לאור של דברים. Melitz, what's a melitz? A melitz is someone who is a translator, somebody who makes things understood. Motzia otam le'or. We're not talking here about the mishpatei haTorah u'mitzvaseh, we're talking about yidiyas hametzius, like we're going to explain in Mitzvah Shem. Torah shebaal peh, there's no system of mashal and melitza. Rather, it's a chido. הכוונה כאן לדברי חזר בפנימיות אגדת חכמים. When חזר say a din in halacha or in derech eretz or in anhaga, הרי שכל מה שיש בעומק הדברים מונח בעצם הדין שנאמר. מנחם תל הסדין אין הלך או אין דרך ארץ או אין הנהגה, whatever is in the depth of the matter, is מונח בעצם הדין שנאמר. הדין הוא מערכת שלמה של דברים, והדברים שנאמרו בו משמעותם שלמה במערכת הזו, ואף שוודאי יש עוד עומק בפנימיותו של הדין, אין זו מערכת של משל ומליצה. חזל say הדין אין הלכה אין דרך ארץ אין הנהגה, whatever is the עומק הדברים is encapsulated in the very din that was said. The din is a complete system of things that were said, their meaning is complete in this system, even though there's always deeper meaning in the din, but הדברים שנאמרו בו משמעותם שלמה במערכת הזו. So in this system, it's shalom, in the system of din. The din tells you what you're supposed to do. Of course, there's a lot more depth there, but in the system of din, now you know what to do. It's not a system of mashal and melitza. Mashal and melitza is only when it comes to agadis chachamim. There is no havan at all unless you understand the omik. And that's the chida. The external meaning is understood only after you know the deeper meaning. And that's what the Gra means. שדברי החידה אי אפשר לחברה, מה הכוונה? זה מה שהגרא כתב. לחבר מילה למילה בהקשר שלם ומובן לעצמו. וכלשון הגרא בליקוטים, והבדל אשר בין משל ובין חידה, שהמשל הוא לקוח מהקדמות ידועות. אם זה משל וחידה, says the Gra, is that a משל is taken from premises, known premises, like Torah Shebichsav, all the Sipurim, הם כאין המתנהג בינינו, אבל החידה לקוח מהקדמות שאינם מפורסמות. So we understand Torah Shebichsav, that's based on what we know, but the riddle is taken from premises that are not famous. Like it says, מאיז יצא מתוק, or דברי חזל, רב בר בר חנה, even though the Chitzonius is definitely MS, אבל לא מפורסמות, but it's not well known. In other words, they don't have independent known meaning. That's the secret, whereas in the mashal has its own meaning. Meaning you can understand the mashal on the surface level. The chida you can't understand on the surface level until you go deeper into it. And that's the seder hadvarim, as it was explained in the pasuk, in Torah Shebichsav. First comes the mashal, and then comes the melitza. Through the understanding the mashal, שיש בו מקום להבנה בפני עצמו, you can understand the melitza. The mashal is the דרך המובילה אל המליצה. מה שאין כן בתורה שבעל פה, דברי חכמים קודמים לחידותם. לפני שיש הבנה של משמעות הדברים, אין שום תפיסה בדברי החידה. So when it comes to תורה שבעל פה, you can't see the mashal before the melitza. Rather, it starts with the Divrei Chachamim. Divrei Chachamim precede the Chidaisim. In other words, you don't even get the Chida until you hear the Divrei Chachamim, until you hear the understanding, the deeper understanding. You don't understand Bechlal, the Chida, whereas, which is the riddle, which is what you hear. The Divrei Chachamim is the Pnimius, the understanding. The Mashal, when it comes to the Torah Shebichsav, the Mashal you can understand even before you get to the Melitza. And then the Melitza is going to tell you the deeper meaning, what's enclosed by the Mashal. But the mashal itself is understandable. So you start in Torah Shebichsav, mashal, and then melitza. Whereas in Torah Shebaal Peh, first you have the Divrei Chacham, first you have the pnimius, the understanding, and only then you can start with the chidaisim, and then you begin to, you get the chida. The union of mashal is explained by the Rambam in his Perush to Moire Nevuchim. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to read it in English, the English translation of the Moire Nevuchim. He writes, or the translator writes, the key to understanding and to the full comprehension of all that the prophets have said is found in the knowledge of the figures, their general ideas, and the meaning of each word they contain. Havanas hamishalim v'inyanehem u'perush miloseihem. You know the verse, Uviyad Adamim Adam Me'ev, spoken in similes by the prophets, Hosea 12:10, and also the pasuk, Chud Chida Mishol Mashal, put forth a riddle and speak a parable. Via data, and you know that because the prophets continually employ figures, Yechezkel said, does he not speak parables? Hema Omrim Halo Memshal Mishalim Hu? Again, Solomon begins his book of Proverbs with the words to understand the proverb and figurative speech. The words of the wise and their riddles. Lavin Mashalom Elitza Divrei Chachomim V'chidoisam. And the Medrash says, what was the law compared before the time of Shlomo? To a well, the waters of which are at a great depth, and though cool and fresh, yet no man could drink of them. A clever man joined cord with cord, rope with rope, and drew up and drank. So Shlomo went from figure to figure, and from subject to subject, until he obtained the true sense of the law. Kacha Yashlomo yored mimashal lamashal, umidavar ledavar, ad she'amad al buriya shel Torah. Zoi divram. ואינני רואה שאחד משלמי הדעות יחשוב כי דברי התורה הרמוז עליהם, הנה אשר הערים בהבנתם, בהבין ענייניהם משליהם, הם משפטי עשיית סוכה ולולה ודיני ארבעת השומרים וכל הדומה להם. I don't believe that any intelligent man thinks that the words of the law mentioned here as requiring the application of figures of mishalim in order to be understood can refer to the rules for building mishkan, preparing the lulav, or for the Arba Shomrim. What is really meant is the apprehension of profound and difficult subjects, about which our sages said, if a man loses in his house a cell or a pearl, he can find it by lighting a taper worth only one iser. Thus the parables of the cells are of no great value, but through them the words of the Holy Law are rendered intelligible. Chabon and Abri Zem Abri Tzelo Margolis Pesach Besoy Hachu Madlik Psiva Biki Isel Motzeet HaMargalit. Sikacha Moshel Hazein Oklun, the Moshel is nothing, but through the Moshel you see the Divrei Torah. Kavanat HaRambam Kan, the Shtei Ma'arachot, Batorah. Bedinei HaTorah yesh rak et ha-ma'arechet ha-chitzonit shel ha-dvarim. Haynu sham ha-kavanah rak le-dvarim, kifi shehem bepshat ha-katuv. או שנלמדים באחת מדרכי הלימוד מתוך הפשט. ברור אמנם שבעומק הדברים, גם מערכת הדינים והמצוות הוא משל לדברים בפנימיות, אך בדיני תורה אין כאן משל. הדברים נאמרים כמערכת שלמה לעצמם. So the Rambam is talking about two systems of Torah. Dinei Torah, there's only the מערכת החיצונית. There's only the external system. There, the Rambam is referring to things as they are in Pshat, or learned in one of the Darchei Halimud, Mitoch HaPshat. So of course in the Pnimiyos, Dinim also have much more. But Dinei Torah is no Mashal. In other words, it's an independent system. You just follow the Dinim. You don't start looking for the deeper meaning, what it's Merames to, that you don't even have to put on Tefillin, because you understand what Tefillin is Merames to. Of course Tefillin is Merames to deeper things. And the Dinei Tefillin and where you put the Tefillin. But the bottom line is that the laws of tefillin are independent in that you just follow the laws and you're cool. You did what you have to do. And then there's another deeper system of understanding. But there's an independent system that stands without the deeper system of just what to do. That's when it comes to halachas. It's not like that when you talk about the Sipurei Torah. There you're talking about mishalim. Ha-marechet shel mashal b'inyanei havanat ha-amukot va-stumot. In other words, understanding the metzias, understanding the mahalach of the metzias. So here, these stories of the Torah are mashal that bring us to advarim shebipnimius. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, it says, "Habo b'machteres bein b'yom bein b'layla im loydamim." If somebody comes to machteres, an underground tunnel, whether it's day or night, im loydamim, he has no blood. Elim hargo balabais or shar b'nei adam p'turim. The Balabais or other people killed him, they're putter. Chayvid writes, Avram Maimer, Aini Nimna Milichto Vestaiti, Shinir Elish, Afa Pishadarshra, Mizorchal of Shemish, Derek Marshall, and Barlach of Debra Kishemish, Shlobal Eskin of First, Afpich, and any Yetzim de Pshuta. Beyoy Meno Rashai Larog, Shanagan of Babioy Mele, Yachel the Hashmit, Shemetu Borech, Venom Saki, Ligno of Mamagod of Lamar, Baila of Hogo, like Anak Belila, Meshagan of Yodesh, Balabais, Babais, as Bolarog or the Horig, Abogan of Beyoy Men Balabais Matsu, Vishmut of Almo, Chai Roishi called Mavin Dailoi Bazet. The Rambam says that if you come to the Machteris, he has no blood, the Balabais can kill him, Balabais, somebody else killed him, he's Potter. The Ravid says to the Rambam, no. I don't agree, I'm not going to refrain from writing what I think. The Chazal Darshan, Im Zarcha Shemesh, what does it mean, Im Zarcha Shemesh? Chazal Darshan, it doesn't literally mean the sun is shining. It's a mashal. If it's clear, he comes for Nefashos, you can kill him. And if not, not. But I say, and usually he's coming for nefashos, unless it's a father to a son. But I say that ein mikri yotze mide pshutai. That b'yoyim, when it says zarcha lav hashemesh, so if it's clear, if it's daytime, you're not allowed to kill. Zarcha lav hashemesh is kipshuta. Because the ganav comes by day, he only wants to steal, and he hopes the Baal HaBayis isn't home. And therefore, you can't kill him. But a ganav at night is coming to kill or be killed. So he can be killed. So he's understanding, Zarcha Lav HaShemesh is kipshuto. That the pasuk is being machalek between day and night. So if Zarcha Lav HaShemesh damim lo, if it's daytime, he has damim. He has damim, he has blood, you can't kill him. But at night you can. So he understands it kipshuta. V'amar shitata ra'avad, that the Chumash doesn't have mishalim, ein mekiyotze midei pshuta. And the Reuven Margolius, the great Goyim, says that the Ravid l'shitasa. Because the Rambam says that Yimos HaMashiach lo yibot adar ben hagar shel oylam. Oylam kimen hagar noyik. Not that it says Vagal Zevim Kevis Fenamerim Gidi Irbat is a mashal. That we're going to be among the goyim, they're not going to bother us. And they're all mashalim. The Ravid says, no. Vishbati Chaya Rab Oretz. So what's his kasha in the Rambam? What's your kasha from Vishbati Chaya Rab in Oretz? The Rambam says it's a mashal. The answer is because the Ravid understands there are no mashalim. And therefore, when it says Vishbati Chai Ra Ba'aretz in the Torah, so that's Kipshuta, because there are no Mashalim in the Torah. And Mimela, the Rambam is not correct in saying it's only everything about Mashiach is a Mashal. No. And it says the lamb will lie next to the wolf, that's for real. אמנם בפשטות עלי בדי אמת, כוונת הרבית בעניין בא במחתרת הוא שבדיני תורה אין כלל משלים. ואף הרמב״ם לא פירש אם זרחה עליו השמש כמשל ממש, אלא זריחת השמש כדוגמה של הערה בירור של דברים. So the Ravid holds that in דיני תורה there are no משלים. In the Rambam, it could be the Rambam also agrees that in Dinei Torah there are no mishalim. You know that the Ravid's word about Vishbati Chai Ram Ram and Aretz is not talking about Dinei Torah. In other words, first we were saying that the Ravid and the Rambam argue, are there mishalim in Dinei Torah? Are there mishalim in the Torah? And the Ravid says no, and the Rambam says yes. Now we're saying it could be that here the whole issue is Dinei Torah, when it comes to Mzarcha Lav HaShemesh, that is talking about a din in the Torah, and the Rambam agrees that there are no Mishalim in Dinei Torah, because Mzarcha Lav HaShemesh is saying like, it's a metaphor, it's not really a mashal. Zrichas HaShemesh, Gudim Shal Ha'ara, it's a Beir Shal Dvarim. So the Rambam also holds when it comes to Dinim, there are no Mishalim. Hakoponim, the Ravid holds there are no Mishalim, therefore Vishbati Chayram Raman Ha'aretz is Mamish Kipshuta, and the Rambam holds that it's a mashal, and whether the Rambam holds in Dinei Torah, maybe there Rambam holds there are no Mishalim. Hakopana, back to what we're talking about, back to our Rambam. That was just parenthetical, that word. The Rambam writes, Amar HaChacham, The Chacham said, "Tapuchei zav b'maskios kesef davar davur al ofanav." A word fitly spoken davar davur al ofanav is like tapuchei zav, like apples of gold in vessels of silver. V'shma biyur ha'inyan hazeh. So listen to what this means. The word maskios in this pasuk, the Hebrew equivalent for vessels, ki ha'maskios hem agufos ha'mefutachim b'pituchim mesubachim, milashon svacha. They denote a filigree network, i.e., things which are in which there are very small apertures, such as are frequently wrought by silver smiths. V'nikru ken mipnei shi'avor behem hara'ot. They are called in Hebrew maskios, literally transpicuous, from the verb sachat, to see, a root which is also in Targum Onkelos in Bereishis 26:8, because the eye penetrates through them, the istichi. And what Shlomo meant was, just as apples of gold and silver filigree with small apertures, as you have apples of gold, and there it's covered by maskios of kesef, by these things you can look through with holes made of silver, so is a word fitly spoken. See how beautiful the conditions of a good simile are described in this mashal. Urei ma nifla ze hamashal b'te'ur hamashal ha'metukan. It shows that in every word which has a double sense, a literal one and a figurative one, the plain meaning must be as valuable as silver, and the hidden meaning still more precious, so that the figurative meaning bears the same relation to the literal one as gold to silver. It is further necessary that the plain sense of the phrase shall give to those who consider it some notion of that which the figure represents. Just as a golden apple overlaid with a network of silver when seen at a distance or looked at superficially is mistaken for the silver apple, when a keen-sighted person looks at the object very well, he will find what is within and see that the apple is gold. The same is the case with the figures with the mishalim employed by the prophets. Taken literally, such expressions contain wisdom useful for many purposes, among others for the amelioration of the condition of society, e.g. the mishlei of Shlomo, and similar sayings in a literal sense. Their hidden meaning is profound wisdom, conducive to the recognition of real truth. So there's a nigla and a nistar. Tzor she niglayu toiv kesef. So the outside has to be good, like silver, and the inside has to be better, like gold. And that's tapuche zav. The gold, the apples are made of gold, and the maskios, the outside, are made of kesef. What you see through is made of silver. So you're going to look from afar, and you're going to see this apple, you're going to think it's a silver apple. When you look carefully, you're going to see that it's gold. So to the Mishalim. So from the outside, so it's kabbalic, it also looks good. Like the apple looked silver, but then you're only seeing the outside. When you look deeper, then you see the difference. You see the mashal, its value, the silver, but then you can go deeper and you get to the gold. המשל עומד ביחס לנמשל ככסף לזהב. So it's like gold to silver, but the mashal also has that value like kesef. But that's all to reach the silver. And that's all the silver is all to reach the gold. And that's the inyan of maskios kesef. Makom she'me'over et haratzon lirot darko et hadvarim shebetocho. Kach hu hamashal. Yesh po shnei inyanim. Yesh po sipur kshelatzmo. Yesh po gam hora'at haderech el hanimshal. You have the story. So mashal has two inyanim. You have the story. And in and of itself, and then brings you to the Nimshal. And the story is ma'oirer you to want to see deeply into the Nimshal. It says, Istakel be'araiso v'ro alma. And we can over shegam ba'briyah, there's a mahalach of Torah, shel Torah shebichsav. And Torah Shebaal Peh in the Bria itself. Torah Shebichsav in the Bria is Hadvarim Ba'atzmam, the Metzius themselves. Torah Shebaal Peh is things as they are perceived, just like Torah Shebichsav is given to explain to each person as he learns it and understands it. Either Torah Shebaal Peh, so to the Metzius. The Metzius that was created stands in and of itself, but it responds to every person as he perceives it and relates to it. Moreover, the Metzius responds even to somebody who is mistaken in it, and he continues living in his Metzius as a complete system where all parts fit and complete each other. Even a Shaita sees the Metzius as a complete system in which he finds himself. He just doesn't have a point of contact with the Metzius of normal people. It says in the Pasuk in Koheles, Gam et ha'olam natan b'libam. The world he put in their hearts, the hearts of people, understands and creates the reality of the world. Ki olach adam obeit olamo olamo shelo. Everybody goes to the world that they created. In other words, what they call this today is a narrative. Everybody has their narrative of the world. And we have what the world itself is, and that's like Torah Shebichsav. And then we have our interpretation, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh. And people can give the correct narrative, and people can give an incorrect narrative. L'maaseh, k'shem sheb'Torah Shebichtav, yesh dvarim shenotnim la'adam, nitanim la'adam kamo shehem, otiyot v'amilim, ya'alav l'tzarfam ul'havinam, u'bekach chala ha'tfisa shelo ala Torah, v'zot Torah Shebaal Peh. כך במציאות, הדברים נתנו לאדם כמו שהם. אשר על ידי צירוף הדברים, הוא בונה את מערכת המציאות שלו. Torah Shebichsav, we have what's given to us, the Oisiyos, the Milim. And we have to bring them together and understand them. And then your Tfisa is Chala Mitorah. And that's Torah Shebaal Peh. We're given the Torah Shebichsav and we understand it. Our perception, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh. So to the Metzius, we have the Metzius as it is, and then you build your system, your perception, your narrative of this reality. Torah Shebichsav, ha-sipur ba'al muvan mitzad atzmo. It has an independent meaning in Torah Shebichsav, the stories that we see, but then there's also the deeper meaning. So too, the Metzius. Torah Shebichsav, the Metzius, perusha, שהמציאות הנראית היא משל, סיפור הנראה ומובן מצד עצמו, אך זו מציאות חיצונית המתכוונת לאמיתו של דבר לדבר על מציאות אחרת. So we have the true Metzius, but it's talking about a different Metzius. Everything we see in the Bria is a marshal for something that's in a different Metzius. Kesef is midas ha-chesed. Zohov, kabal is midas ha-din. Evorei ha-odom are limbs. Our Metzius is a mashal to the Metzura Eliona, to the higher form, heavenly form. Ben ha-pirush, shemitzad koach ha-pi'ula shel evarav, hem omdim b'dugma shel ma'ala, b'pi'ulatav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El ha-tochen ha-inyan hu, she'etzem etziyuto shel kol devar v'tzurato, the very reality of the thing and its form is a mashal to a higher mitzvah. For example, v'atik yalman yasa levushe kesalek kesalek chu v'se'ah hosha kamanaka kasei shvivin. He's describing the hair and the stomach, and this is Daniel Zayin Tes. So these are evarim that don't have koach pe'ula and are not used. So the very form is a dugma to the tzur eliyona, whatever that means. Obviously, we don't believe God has a form, but it's a dugma shel mala. Our body down here is a remez to higher spheros in the upper worlds. Just like by Torah Shebichsav, through the mashal, a person can be amid on the name shel, so to the priya is given by derech mashal, it's meaning of maskios kesef. So it's not only that the mashal is parallel to a different mitzvahs, it shows you the way to the mitzvahs, and that's the golden apples inside the silver covers. And it also is ma'or, the ratzim to look inside. And that's the inyan of heitzitz olav bal habira. That's the tfisa shel mashal bibira. Bibriya. The bria kula shows, b'chol etzim mitziyuta sheyesh manhig, labira. Perish about peh. Matchilim kvar u'malchim shel tfisat ha-mashmut ha-pnimit. In Perish about peh, we already start with understanding the deeper level. Therefore, it's not shaykh to have a mashal, l'chadchila, you already are toifes guf mashmolos hadvarim, like we saw before. You start with divrei chacham and then you get the chidaisam. And without the meaning, there's no tfis at all. If you don't get to the deeper meaning, there's no understanding at all. So you have the bira, you have the world, but yev shal bira b'loy manik. There's no tfisa at all in the world, no proper tfisa, if you don't get that there's a man, that there's a creator. The whole bria is a chida b'tema. Ha'me'overet et ha'akara shel tfisat ha'mashmut, yesh manhig la'bira. So you have the Torah Shebichsav, idea mashal, you could be yamin on the nimshal. When in the world of Torah Shebal Peh, mashal is nothing without the nimshal. Meaning there is no mashal, because the mashal has independent meaning. It's only a chida. And the only way to get to the tfit pnimis of the chida is, the only way to understand the chida is with divrei chachamim, is to understand it. There's no meaning without understanding. להבין משל ומליצה. בתפיסה של משל, צריך לחיות להדיה בתוך מערכת מציאות אחת, השלמה כשל העצמה, כדי להבין מתוכה מציאות פנימית ועמוקה יותר. In the tfisa of mashal, you have to live in one mitzius, which is independent and complete in and of its own, in order to understand a deeper and more profound reality. דברי חכמים וחידוסם, בתפיסה של חידה, you only get the mashmos hapnimius of the mitzius. But there's no tfis of mitzius independently. Chid is meaningless without the divrei chachamim. The mashal has meaning even before the melitza. That's why it starts with the mashal and then the melitza. Because the mashal has independent meaning, and that's divrei chachamim. It starts with the chachamim because chida is nothing without the divrei chachamim. So first divrei chachamim and then chida asan. Advarim hayu amukim me'od, and we still have a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned, and thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom.